我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们又聚集到你面前来。
This evening we gather together.
你的话上我们要发出亮光。
And your words will shine upon us.
主，我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed we need to bow down worship.
什么时候你叫我们看见你在那里说话？
Whenever you cause us to see that you're speaking,
我们的灵就给打开了。
And our spirit will be enlightened.
主，你实在是奇妙的主。
Lord, indeed you are miraculous.
你按照人所能领会的，按时间把你心里的事向人解开。
According to men's understanding, according to time, that you will reveal yourself to us.
主，我们何等愿意，在地上的时候，我们更多的明白你心里的意念。
Lord, how we are willing to understand your will while we're still on earth.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上给我们再次翻开你的话。
Once again, you let us open your words again.
我们求你用作你说过的话，今天晚上给我们再新鲜的听见你说一遍。
May you use your spoken words to once again to speak to us in a new light.
你实在是我们的主。
Yes, Lord, indeed you are our Lord.
你按照你自己的定义来引领我们往前行。
You lead us to walk forward according to your will.
主，就让我们里面是非常的明亮的，能接触你引领我们的手。
So Lord, let us to be clear within so we can see the hand that guides us.
我们都在这里仰望你。
We're here to look upon you.
带领我们进入你自己的话的光中。
Guide us into the light of your words.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神借着像耶利米所说的话，指出了一个非常非常重要的问题。
We see that through the words spoken by Jeremiah, he pointed out one very clear point.
我们上一次看到。
And last time we saw.
我们的主跟耶利米说到，他怎么不忘记他所拣选的以色列。
That our Lord spoke to Jeremiah how he would not forget the ones he has chosen.
他也不会忘记他所应许的大卫的后裔。
And that he would not forget about the descendants of David.
那这些话我们都没有很细的看进去。
But we did not go into details about these words.
我们今天晚上就特别留意这一方面。
And this evening we'll pay special attention to this.
因为今天晚上我们所留意的33章末了的那一段是非常重要的一段。
Because this evening when we read about the later part of chapter 33, this is a very important passage.
这一段话引领我们看见从30章开始一直到33章。这几章的经文是在那里总结一个很严肃的事实。
These words cause us to see, starting from chapter 30 to 33, this is a summary of something very important.
虽然当中是插入了好像一个耶利米的侄子要来卖一块地的那个事实。
It seemingly talks about the fact that Jeremiah was about to buy a land, a piece of land.
但是这个事实和神要向耶利米说的话有直接的关系。
But this has a direct relationship to with what God had to speak to Jeremiah.
认真的说起来，他不仅是向耶利米说话。
Strictly speaking, this is not only spoken to Jeremiah.
神是向所有愿意寻求神的人说话。
God was speaking to all those who were willing to seek after him.
那我们现在先要来注意，在33章末了那一段话，究竟神说了什么。
So let us first pay attention to the later part of chapter 33, what has God spoken.
然后我们再回过头来总结这几章，在耶利米书里头的那个重要的地位。
And then we'll go back and summarize these few chapters and see how important they are.
那我们留意33章一开始的时候，我们读过的。
In the beginning of chapter 33, we've read.
耶和华的话第二次临到耶利米。
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time.
那是这样说，成就的是耶和华，造作为要建立的也是耶和华。耶和华是他的名。
He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name.
这个我们上一次稍微看了一下。
The last time we lightly touched upon it.
那是神在那里启示他自己。
This is God revealing himself here.
特别是启示到他是始，他是终。
Especially he revealed himself as the beginning and the end.
啊，并且也是一位等候向人施恩的神。
And that also he is a God who waits to have mercy, to show mercy to his people.
但是神当时跟耶利米说这番话，不是只是在这里启示他的自己。
But when God spoke these words to Jeremiah, he wasn't there only to reveal himself.
同时还有一件非常严肃的事在那里。
At the same time, there's also a solemn matter.
那是什么？
And what's the matter?
那是神要做什么事？
Which is what God wants to accomplish.
用我们属灵的话来说，就是神在那里启示他永远的旨意。
Spiritually speaking, is God was there to reveal his eternal will.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第三节怎么说？
Let's take a look to verse 3.
他说我，他如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know.
问题在这里。
Here lies the question.
我们常常听到很多人引用这一则说话。
Oftentimes a lot of people would quote this.
都是用到他自己所碰到的当前的环境。
And they apply this to their own circumstances.
当然感谢神。
Of course, we thank the Lord.
是可以给我们从他的话里头得安慰。
We can seek comfort in his words.
他也实在是乐意把我们带进他的施恩的旨意的里头。
And he's willing to bring us into his gracious will.
但是主在这里对耶利米所说的，那又大又难的事。
But when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah about these great and unsearchable things, what was he talking about?
我们细细的读下去，我们就看到。
When we go into details,
we'll see. 那就是十四节，一直到末了，三十三章的末了。
It talks about starting from verse 14 to the end of chapter
33. 其实也是总结，从三十章开始，一直说到现在这里的这一大大这一番的话。
It's actually the summary starting from.Summary of starting from chapter 30 to here.
我要将你所不知道的。
I will tell you things that you do not know.
你是不知道的。
You don't know about these things.
你没有办法知道的。
That you cannot know about these things.
你根本是不知道的。
And you utterly do not know about
these
things.
我就是告诉了你，你也感觉不可思议的。
So even if I tell you that you will not understand.
是这样的不知道的。
It's this kind of not understanding.
这一件事情
This matter?
不单是你不知道。
Not only do you not know about it.
就是我现在把那个事情告诉你。
Even if I tell you about the
matter. 你也会感觉怎么可能有这样的事呢？
You will feel that this is incredible. How can this happen? This is very difficult.
这事情很大了。
It's a great thing.
超过我们所能想象的。
It's beyond our imagination.
是，的确是如此。
Yes, and it indeed
is. 那究竟这个又大又难的是指着什么？
But indeed, what is this great and unsearchable thing?
是指着耶利米当时是给囚在那个护卫兵的院里吗？
Is it talking about that Jeremiah being in prison in the courtyard of the guard?
你是被囚在这里。
He was confined.
你不可能出去的了。
He was not able to go out.
所以我现在告诉你说，你要可以出去，这就是又大又难了。
So I tell you now, if you were to release from here, it is great and unsearchable.
不是的，弟兄姊妹。
But no, brothers and sisters, not like that.
你留意到神上耶利米说的是说到他永远的旨意。
Because what God was speaking to Jeremiah is about his eternal will.
是关乎全人类的。
It talks about the whole human race.
是关乎全地的。
It's about the whole earth.
也是关乎全宇宙的。
And it's about the whole universe.
那所以当我们看了神说了犹大一定被掳出去，后来又一定给带回来，那我们就觉得这个事情是很大，是很难。
So when we see that when God talks about how Judah would be taken into captivity and will return, we think that this is great and unsearchable.
但是当我们细细的读主说的话的时候
，But when we go into details about God's words,
明明你就看见。这不是说到犹大被掳又归回。
And clearly, you see, this is not about how Judah will be bring into captivity and will return.
而是借着犹大被掳而归回来做一个预表。
But it's actually using the captivity and the return of Judah to to foretell something.
来说明神以后要做什么事。
Is to explain what God wants to do in the future.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
那现在我们就直接就进到这一小段的话里头。
And then we'll go directly into these words.
从十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
弟兄姊妹你留意了。
When this is signal,
那个话是从日子将到开始。
These words begin from the days are coming.
日子将到。
The days are coming.
我应许以色列家和犹大家的恩言必然成就。
When I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel to, and to the house of Judah. When this is signal.
神说到他那个应许不是给犹大这一个国。
That God's gracious promise is not only to the house of Israel.
他说这个话是给犹大家，也给以色列家。
The promise is for both Israel and Judah.
那这个话就给我们很清楚的能掌握住那个历史的事实。
And with these words, we can have a good handle of the fact.
在历史的里头，我们知道以色列本来是一个。
In the course of history, we know that the Israel is only.Was only one in the beginning.
但是在所罗门死了以后，他儿子罗伯安做王。
But after Solomon was dead, that his son Rehoboam was
reigned. 从那个时候开始。
Beginning from that time.
以色列国就分裂成南国跟北国。
The kingdom of Israel was separated into the north kingdom and the south kingdom.
南国叫犹大。
And the southern kingdom is Judah.
北国叫以色列。
And the northern kingdom is Israel.
那这个是我们都知道的。
And we all know that.
但是用着你也知道一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you also know.
当这由以色列国分裂成南北两国的时候。
When the kingdom of Israel was separated into two,
the north and the south. 这一个分裂的事实一直没有回到原处。
The separation never went back to its original place.
因为还没有给他们有机会回到原处，以色列北国就先给灭亡了。
Because before they were able to be united again, the northern kingdom, Israel, was destroyed.
给分散了。
And the people were separated.
连踪影都差不多不见了。
And you can't even see the trace.
那然后过了两三百年。
And after 200 or 300 years,
犹大国也灭亡了。
The kingdom of Judah was destroyed also.
那所以说，在历史上从来没有这两个南北这两个国重新合成一群。
So in history, in the course of history, there was no unification of the southern and northern kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹你注意了。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
主的话在这里说。
The words of the Lord said.
日子将到。
The days are coming.
我应许以色列家和犹大家的恩言必然成就。
When I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah.
你再看底下这个一个一句话就更肯定。这个事实。
And that's another verse below this. It's very clear here.
你看23-24节。
In verse 24.
你们要揣摩这百姓的话吗？他们说耶和华所拣选的二族，他已经弃绝了。
Have you not noticed that these people are saying the Lord has rejected the two kingdoms he chose?
用这里看啊，在人的眼中看来。犹大和以色列要重新合合为一是不可能的。
So, brothers, you see that in man's eyes, is it impossible for Judah and Israel to be united again?
是没有条件的。
There's no qualifications there.
尤其是以色列国分散了以后，连终极都看不到了。
Especially for the kingdom of Israel, after it was destroyed, you cannot even see a trace there.
怎么可能还能复国呢？
How can they revive the kingdom?
但感谢神。
But thank God.
主说。
The Lord says,
我应许犹大的和以色列的话一定要成就的。
That I will fulfill the promise I made to Israel and to Judah.
我们也提过了。
And we have also mentioned.
整个的来说。
As a whole.
隔了一千多年。
After 1,000 years.
在上一个世纪的48年。
In the,
In
the last century, in the year 48,
以色列国不是重新建立在原地吗？
That the kingdom of Israel was reestablished in the original place.
这个建立的以色列国虽然没有包含在全地分散的以色列的百姓。
Even though this revived kingdom did not include all the people scattered around.
但是那个迹象已经给我们看到了。
But we can see.
犹大支派在哪里？
That the Judah, the family of Judah was there.
便雅悯支派在哪里？
And the family of Benjamin was there.
利未支派当然也在那里。
The Levites were there.
那其他分散的那个十个支派的人也零零落落的也有人在那里。
And there are also people from the other ten tribes.
虽然不完整。
Even though it's not complete,
但是这是一个迹象出来了。
But it shows a trace.
神能在一千多两千年后把完全分散了的那些以色列民重新聚在原处。
That God was able to call back those people that are scattered all around within those ten tribes.
这在人类的历史里头是唯一的一次。
This is the only time that happened in human history.
在没有别的国家发生过这样的事情。
It never happened in any other countries.
为什么他们能发生在地上呢？
And how can this happen on earth?
因为神在这里说。
Because God says here.
我应许犹大家和以色列家的恩言必然成就。
That I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah.
尽管人在那里说神已经弃绝了这两个。
Even though people were saying that God has rejected these two kingdoms,
但神说我并没有放弃他们。
But God said that I have not rejected them
utterly. 弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的关键。
Versus this is a very key point.
但是我们不能不指出。
But we cannot but to point out.
现在在地上所存在的以色列，并不是神在这里说这一句话的应验。
The Israel that exists. Nowadays, it's not the fulfillment of God's promise.
我们只能说这是那个序局，序序局。
We can only say this is a prelude.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
既然有前奏曲。
So that's a prelude.
那也就是有后来的那个主题曲了。
So the main theme will come later on.
那个前奏曲在人看来是不可能。
In man's eyes, this prelude was impossible. But God caused it to be possible. So there would be no problem for the main theme to come out later.
好了，问题来了。
And that raised the problem.
神怎么成就这个事？
How can God fulfill this promise?
神怎么成就这个事？
How can He fulfill this? We thank God.
我们的主不是在那里说空话。
That our God does not give empty promises.
他说了，他就做了。
When he say it, he will fulfill it.
他怎么做呢？
How can he fulfill it?
接下去就说了。
And below we'll see.
当那日子，那时候，我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来，他必在地上施行公平和公义。
In verse 15, in those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就是我们所有的圣经的知识，我们就说，哦，这个是指着主耶稣基督。
According to what the knowledge we have about the Bible, we'll say this is about our Jesus.
当然是主耶稣基督，神的儿子。
We'll say, well, of course this is the Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
但是这是就我们的知识来，所知道的知识来决定。
But this is determined by the knowledge we have.
如果人家说你。凭什么说？
If people ask us, what kind of basis do you have to say this?
我们就感觉有点困扰了。
And then we will be puzzled.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说这句话是说得很准确的。
That God was very accurate when he said this word.
若是我们细细去读这一个话。
If we read these words in detail.
你就看见非主耶稣基督没有任何的一个历史上的人物可以。称得上是这里所说的。
We can see that no one else but our Lord Jesus can be the person who's described here.
读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹们，应当是比较容易领会。
For brothers and sisters who read the English Bible, it should be easier for you to understand.
读中文圣经的呢，就要真的是花点心思了。
So for those who read in Chinese, you need to pay a little bit more
price. 我现在把那个原来的意思来。
So now I will tell you the original meaning of this verse.
一读你就知道是怎么回事。
So after I explain it, you understand.
那这也是我常常提醒弟兄姊妹在读经的时候，你必须要注意那些数目的表达和那个时间的掌握。
So this is why I always remind brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, you have to pay attention to the numbers and the times as mentioned.
那现在我们看，设的时间是那一个时候。
The time here, it says at that time.
那不是现在。
It's not now.
不是说话的现在。
It's not at the time when the words are spoken.
是将来的。
It's in the future.
但是是将来什么时候呢？
But what time in the future?
这个时候什么时候给证实，就是这个这里所说的时候呢？
Then what time in the future was confirmed that, for that time? Then we'll read what's below.
按照那原来的意思读出来，有什么你就立刻就可以反应到的。
I'll read according to the original meaning.
我彼此一个大卫公义的苗裔长起来。
That I will make one righteous branch sprout from David.
很简单的。
It's very simple.
就是一个嘛。
It's only one.
就是说出是一个嘛。
It tells of one.
不是指着很多很多嘛。
It's not plural, it's not about many.
是指着一个嘛。
And it's only one.
我是指着这一个一个有些圣经把它不翻成苗裔，就翻成幼苗。
So in English it says sprout.
有些是把它翻成枝条
or branch.
那不管你是枝条也好，是那个幼苗也好，都是一个单数的。
So, doesn't matter whether it's a branch or sprout, it's only one singular.
就是说这一个一个就是指明了在历史上有一个人。
So this one tells about.That's one person in history.
这一个人和大卫发生关系。
And this person has a relationship with David.
但是这一个人和大卫发生那个关系是发生在不仅是血统上发生关系。
But this person not only has a blood relationship with David.
也在大卫所接受的神的应许上面发生关系的。
But he also has a relationship within the promise that God has made.To David.
那弟兄说这是头一个我们该注意这里说的。
So this is the first point that we should take note of.
是一个苗裔。
It's one sprout.
第二个要注意的呢。
And the second matter we need to pay attention.
不是一般的苗的后裔。
And we should pay attention. This is not just in general some ordinary sprout.
是什么后裔呢？
And what kind of descendant is it? It's a righteous one.
弟兄姊妹你留意的。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个公义的苗裔。
This righteous sprout,
就说出了一个事实。
It tells of a fact.
你能在这一个人的身上看见什么叫做公义？
You can see what righteousness means from this person.
弟兄姊妹，你看大卫，你不能说大卫是公义的。
When you look at David, you cannot say he's righteous.
你看所罗门，所罗门你也不能说他是公义的。
And you cannot say Solomon is righteous either.
因为这两个人的历史，你都找出许许多多的破烂出来的。
Because from these two people's history, you find a lot of filthy things.
你不能说他是公义的。
You cannot say they're righteous.
虽然他是给神拣选的。
Even though they were chosen by God.
但是他们本身来说不能说是公义的。
But for them, they are not righteous.
如同我们。
Just like us.
我们现在都是称为给称义的人。
That we are justified.
但是按照我们的实际来说。
But according to our reality.
我们也不能说我们是真的是那么义的。
We cannot say that we are righteous.
我们还是带着许多的残缺呢。
We have a lot of shortcomings.
但是这里跑出一个人来。
But now he's a person.
他说他是公义的。
He's righteous.
谁说的？
Who said he's righteous?
神说的。
God said so.
弟兄姊妹是神说他是公义的。
God said he is righteous.
那你就知道这个公义是真真正正的公义。
Then now you know this is a real righteousness.
不是虚假的公义。
It's not a false righteousness.
那你去哪里找这样的一个人呢？
And where can you find such a person?
你没办法找到一个世界上出来的人。
You cannot find anyone from this world.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这是宣告。
This is a proclamation.
这是启示。
This is a revelation.
但是在以后的日子。
That in the future.
我们就看到。
We will see.
那就是指着神的儿子到地上来做人。
It talks about the Son of God become a man.
他就是道成肉身的神的儿子。
He is the Word become flesh. He's the Son of God.
只有他能成为大卫的那一个后子。
Only he can become the David's descendant.
也只有他是称得上是 公义的苗裔。
And only he can be called a righteous sprout.
更重要的。
More importantly,
是他所做的。
And it's what he does.
接下去就说。
Below it says,
他必在地上施行公平和公义。
That he will do what is just and right in the land.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看公平和公义这几个字。
And sisters, don't take it lightly the words just and right.
又要公平。
You have to be fair.
又要公义。
And right.
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
你就看到这个事情非常不简单。
And this is not a simple matter.
你要公义起来的时候
if you want to be just,
总是有人说不公平。
There will always be someone saying you're not fair.
但是你说要把这个事情弄得大家都觉得很公平。
If you want to settle a matter so that everyone says it's fair.
总有人在那里说不公义。
But there will always be someone said it's not righteous.
公平和公义好像是连在一起。
To be just and righteous.
事实上是非常不容易调和。
Seemingly they should be together, but in reality it's very hard to be together.
但当神的儿子到地上来的时候。
But when the Son of God came to this world.
他要显明神的公平。
He has to manifest God's
justice. 他要显明神的公义。
And righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是怎么回事？
So what is this, Francis?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Versus you see,
救恩就是这一个事实的表达。
Salvation is the expression of
this. 你去哪里找一个又公平又公义的事呢？
How can you find a matter that is just
and right? 你没有办法在人的中间找得到。
You cannot find this among men.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在救恩里，你给神就给我们看到了。
In salvation, God let us see this.
说公义。
To be justice.
神就借着救恩显明他旨意。
That God through salvation manifested He is just.
因为他并没有轻轻地放过罪。
Because He did not take sins lightly.
他在对付罪的时候。
When He dealt with sin.
他就让神的儿子去偿付那个罪的工价。
He led the Son of God to pay the price of sin.
而神给人赦免的恩典。
And He gave us the grace of
forgiveness. 在接受的人来说是白白的得着的。
For us who receive it is free.
在成就这个赦免的恩典的。
But for the one who accomplished this salvation,
他是付了重价去完成。
He has paid a great price to accomplish this.
你能说他不公平？
How can you say that he's not fair?
他并没有对罪有一点的放松。
He did not take sins lightly.
但是他却是借着救恩把赦免的恩典摆在人的面前。
But through salvation, he gave us the grace of forgiveness of sin.
他也不勉强你一定要去接受。
He did not force us to receive it.
他就是告诉你说。
But he tells us.
人的罪带来的结果是这样的。
That the price or the consequence of human sins is like this.
这样的一个结局。
If you want to leave this behind,
他已经为我们预备了那个拯救的恩典。
That he has prepared this grace, this grace of forgiveness for us.
你去把它接过来，你就得着了。
If you receive it, you gain it.
这一个你去得着是每一个人都可以做得到的。
And everyone can receive it.
不是说只有部分的人可以做的。
It's only not only for some people.
如果是部分的人可以做的，这个就不公平。
If it's only for certain people, this is not fair.
但是每一个人都可以做的。
But this is for everybody.
不管是老的少的。
No matter whether you're old or young.
穷的富的。
Poor or rich,
有知识的没知识的
you educated, uneducated,
全都可以付得出这个代价
Everyone can pay this
price 你接过来就是了
You only need to receive it
我们感谢神
We thank God
等神的审判显出来的时候
When God's judgment was manifested
人没有办法说神你不公平
Then people cannot say that you're not fair
神实在是非常的公平
Because God is indeed very fair
说到公义
When we talk about righteousness,
刚才已经提了,
we have mentioned it before.
神并没有轻易地饶恕我们的罪。
That God did not just take our sins lightly and did not punish us accordingly.
他赦免我们的罪。
He forgives our sins.
乃是用到他的儿子做代价去替我们去承担。
Is to use his son as a price to pay the price of sin.
所以我们看到罗马书说，这福音就是神的义。
So in the book of Romans, it says the gospel. This gospel is God's righteousness.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
比如说，你看耶利米在那个时候就听见神在那里说。
So Jeremiah, that time he already heard what God said.
那时候。
At that time.
我必使大卫一个苗裔，公义的苗裔长起来。
I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line.
他必在地上施行公平和公义。
He will do what is just and right in the land.
你问。
My sister, you may have a question.
这个事情跟犹大被掳归回有什么直接的关系？
What is the direct relationship with on this matter with the captivity and return of Judah?
没有。
That's no such relationship.
根本没有连到一起嘛。
That's no relationship whatsoever.
犹大被掳是一件事。
The captivity of Judah is one thing.
大卫公义的苗裔给兴起来是另外一件事。
That the righteous branch sprout from David's line is another matter.
两件事并没有连在一起的。
That's no direct relationship.
我们从以后发展的历史也看到。
And we'll see along the line of history later on.
领以色列人从巴比伦归回的是所罗巴伯。
The one who led Judah to Israel to come back is Zerubbabel.
那所罗巴伯是不是这个公义的苗裔？
And is Zerubbabel this righteous branch?
不是啊。
And he's not.
因为你读撒加利亚书的你就看见了。
Because when you read the book of Zechariah, the clothes that Zerubbabel had on was very...
那个破破烂烂的衣服也就是人的义在神的眼中的光景。
He was wearing some ragged clothes and this is like the righteousness before God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这里给我们很清楚地看到。
That this here, it causes you to see very clearly that God spoke to Jeremiah.
我敢肯定。
And I can say it positively that Jeremiah did not understand the real meaning. So this is great and unsearchable. So this is something he didn't understand.
但是神，你不知道，我也要告诉你。
But God said that even though you don't understand, I will tell you.
你觉得又大又难，我还是要告诉你。
Even though it's great and unsearchable for you.
问题不在乎你，耶利米知道。
I will still tell you because this doesn't matter whether you understand.
我是要借着你，耶利米把这个话记录下来。
Because I want to use you, Jeremiah, to record this
thing. 让以后的人看到事情发生的时候，就知道神做这一件事情不是没有根据的。
So that in the future, when people saw the recording, they know that God, when God do things, it's not without a basis.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那继续再说下去。
We'll continue on.
十七节。十六节。
Verse 16.
在那日子，犹大必然得救，耶路撒冷必安然居住。
In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety.
那当然，在历史上来看，这个在那日，这个那日就更遥远了。
So in history, these words in those days, the words those days, these means further in the future.
因为从神的那个启示上面来说，这个话最近，只能在国度的时候看得见。
Because according to God's revelation, the earliest you can see this being accomplished is in the kingdom.
严格的说起来
，Strictly speaking，
在国度的时候还不是这个。
It's not even during the kingdom time.
必须要到新天新地的时候才显明这一个。
It has to be until the time of the new heaven and earth.
那关键在什么地方呢？
And what is the key here?
关键在那。不是犹大得救，也不是耶路撒冷，可以给人安然居住。
The key doesn't lie in what it says, Judah will be saved or Jerusalem will live in safety.
而是说到有一个非常非常重要的事实出现。
But the key lies upon where there's something very important that will appear.
什么事呢？
And what's this matter?
耶和华神要成为人的义。
That the Lord will become a righteousness.
他的名必称为耶和华，我们的义。
That this is the name by which it will be called.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
My sister, you see that?
耶和华是我们的义。
The Lord or Jehovah is our righteousness.
这是指着什么说呢？
What does it talk about?
这是指着人在基督里说的。
This talks about that man in Christ or people in Christ.
人在基督里。
The man in Christ.
那就显明什么叫做耶和华我们的义。
Then it expresses what it means by the Lord becomes our righteousness.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers, do you remember?
不是耶和华。算我们为义。
It's not that the Lord deem us as righteous.
No, 亚伯拉罕是耶和华算他为义。
That the Lord counts Abraham as righteous.
亚伯拉罕 并不是真的进到义的那个程度。
But Abraham has not actually entered into righteousness.
神看他是义。
But God deems him as righteous.
但是这里说的呢？
But here it says.
不是说神看我们到了义的地步。
It doesn't say that the Lord deems us as enter into righteousness.
乃是说出我们的义是什么？
But it tells of what our righteousness is.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里很有讲究啊。
And this is very interesting here.
我们读旧约摩西五经。
When we read the books of Moses.
特别是读到利未记和生命记。
Especially in Leviticus.
你一直看见摩西对着以色列人在那里劝勉。
Especially in Leviticus and Deuteronomy that we see the encouragement of Moses to the people.
你们要谨守遵行。神的话
you have to obey and follow God's command.
如果你们这样做的话
if you do this,
这就是你们的义
this will become your righteousness.
然后这个在那个时候的义是你行律法而接受一个义的称号
at that time righteousness means that you do according to the laws and you will gain righteousness.
但弟兄姊妹也知道
but brothers and sisters you also know
人所能带出来的义如果带到神的光里边，就是破烂的衣服嘛。我们一直在说了。
That the righteousness that can be brought forth by man is only ragged clothing before God.
那所以你就是在律法里行走，行出了律法的要求，我们是给称为义了，但是那个义是有缺陷的。
So even if you walk according to the laws and fulfilling the requirements of the laws, the righteousness that you have is still has a lot of shortcomings.
而虽然在人当中，哦，这个真是一个义人，好人，没人跟他比。
And even in man's eyes, you are a righteous person that you are in comparable.
这也是在旧约的观念里边看那个义的那个事实。
But this is only using the point of view according to the Old Testament, what righteousness was.
弟兄姊妹，你记得吗？我们读挪亚跟洪水的那一段历史。
Francis, if you remember the facts about Noah and the flood.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
说挪亚呢？
How does it describe Noah?
挪亚在那世代中是个义人。
That Noah at that age, he's a righteous person.
他在那个世代中是个义人。
At that age or time, he is a righteous person.
你留意。
Pay attention to this.
圣经没有说他在神眼中是一个义人。
That the Bible does not say that he is righteous before God.
神的话说他在那个世代当中他是一个义人。
But the Bible says that at that time or at his age, he's a righteous person.
是人与人的比较，他是义人。
It's when compared to other people, he was a righteous person.
他在神的面前呢？
But before God's eyes,
谁也算他是义,
that God deems him as righteous, but he was not really righteous.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到这里神宣告的那件事。
But friends, this is when you see what God's proclamation was.
是神自己成为人的义。
That God has become people's righteousness.
你怎么是义呢？
How can it be righteous?
你怎么可能有义呢？
How can you have righteous?
我们永远不会有义的。
We will never have righteousness.
我们自己的生活、动作、思想是告诉我们，我们没有办法能达到义的那个界限的。
Our life, our action, our thoughts tells us that we can never attain to this righteousness.
你顶高顶高也不是达到人与人相比的那一个结果。
The most that you can attain to is just compared to other people.
没有办法到了神的眼中，神说，义人。
That you, it's impossible for you to attain to a point that in God's eyes you are a righteous person.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
我们现在实在是在神的面前成为义人。
Now we have really become righteous before God's eyes.
怎么成为义人法呢？
How can we become righteous?
耶利米当时是不大领会这一个。
That Jeremiah did not understand this.
他只知道神说耶和华要成为我们的义。
He only knew that the Lord.Would become our righteousness.
神耶和华怎么能成为我们的义呢？
But how the Lord can become our righteousness?
耶利米不可能懂的。
That Jeremiah would not understand.
你就是跟他说，他也不懂的。
Even if you explain to him, he would not understand.
因为他没有办法了解十字架的这一个事实。
Because he could not comprehend the fact of the cross.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那现在我们活在新约里头的人，我们看到了。
For us who live in the Old Testament age, we understand.
因着十字架上神儿子所做的,
because of what the Son of God accomplished on the cross.
那我们这些接受他与他联合的人,
we who have received him and be united in him.
哥林多前书第一章末了不是我们常常也是提到的话吗?
There's some verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that we mention often.
我们得以在基督里是本乎神。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
你看到那里怎么说?
What does it say here?
你们得以在基督里是本乎神。
It is because of him, because of God, that you are in Christ Jesus.
是根据神。
It's because of God.
不是根据我们自己。
It's not because of us.
那我们得以在基督里是根据神。
That we are able to be in Christ is because of God.
神把我们放在基督里。
That God places in Christ, in Jesus.
然后就显明。 这样的一个结果,
and then this result is manifested.
神又使他就是神的儿子, 成为我们的智慧, 公义, 圣洁救主,
and that the Son of God, Jesus, has become our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
这里提到四件事,
and wisdom. There are four things mentioned here. And one of these is righteousness. That God caused him to become our righteousness. We thank the Lord. When we come back to the book of Jeremiah, we'll see. At that time, God already proclaimed this. In one day, that his righteous branch will sprout. That he will manifest God's justice and righteousness on earth. And then he will bring us into a condition. That he will become our righteousness.
好,
we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么?
My sisters, what is this?
这是神救赎的恩典的彰显。
This is the manifestation of the grace of salvation.
就一个彰显，要把全地连同人在里边带进神永远的计划。
This manifestation brings us all, including this world, into the eternal plan of God.
那好呢，主的话说到这里。
So the Lord's words speaks unto here.
已经把他那个永远的旨意说清楚了。
That he has explained clearly his eternal will.
然后你就看见,
and then you'll see.
他就把那个他要说的话带回当时跟耶利米说话的现实的环境里。
And then he'll bring all these words back to the time when he was talking to Jeremiah.
那时的犹大的环境是什么呢?
What is the condition of Judah at that time?
快要被掳了。
They will be bringing into captivity very soon.
我们上一次不是特别提到，这一次神向耶利米说话是在耶路撒冷给攻破的前一年吗？
Last time we mentioned that at that time when God was speaking to Jeremiah is around the time a year or two before they were bringing into captivity.
整个犹大都给攻下来了。Then
all the cities were destroyed.
只是剩下耶路撒冷给围困的。And
they were surrounded in Jerusalem.
还有一两个地方。 还没有攻下,
and there were only one or two places left. It's as if the whole country was destroyed. So that was the condition at that time.
被掳的事是不能被免,
it's unavoidable that they would be brought into captivity. It has become a fact. So God has once again bring us back to that circumstance.
那他就跟耶利米说,
and he spoke to Jeremiah.
虽然犹大被掳成为定居,
even though it was a fact that Judah will be brought into captivity,
但是我不放弃犹大,
but I would not forsake Judah.
我把犹大交出去只是为了管教他们,
I hand Judah over only to discipline them.
我不会忘记我跟犹大所立的约,
I would not forget the covenant that I established with Judah.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很重要的事情。
This is a very important fact.
因为提到跟犹大立约的事情，
Because when he mentioned the covenant with
Judah,
strictly speaking, God has not established a covenant with Judah. But he has established a covenant with their forefathers.
那这些约, 虽然经过好多重的, 人物的变动,
even though they have experienced a lot of changes,
但是那个约的那个目的和内容没有改变,
but the purpose and the context of the covenant was not changed.
那弟兄姊妹, 我们来注意,
verses will take note,
犹大被掳了,
that Judah was born to captivity,
亡国了,
the country has fallen,
人民分散了,
and the people were scattered,
没有前途了,
there was no future.
但神说,
but God said,
你不要担心这个,
don't worry about these things.
我不会忘记,
I will not forget the covenant that I established with David. And I will not forget the covenant I established with the Levites. And I will not forget the covenant I established with Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
弟兄姊妹你留意, 就提到了三重的约,
that when God talked about the covenant, he talked about the three layers or three sides of the covenant.
第一是大卫的约,
first he mentioned is the covenant with David.
第二是利未人的约,
and the covenant of the Levites.
第三个是, 亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的约,
and then is with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那第三个人是连到一个约的,
These three people are connected with one covenant.
那弟兄姊妹你看见三重的约的里边,
you see that these three sides of the covenant,
是牵涉到什么问题呢?
And what is it related to?
大卫的约是国度和宝座的问题,
relating to David, the covenant is about the kingdom.
利未的约是侍奉敬拜神的问题,
according to the Levites, is to the worshipping of God and to the service of God.
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各是牵涉到整个以色列在神旨意中的那个地位的问题,
and the covenant about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is it's about the entire Israel, their position before God.
那弟兄姊妹你看这三重的约,
and these three sides of the covenant,
神说我都不会忘记,
that God said, I will not forget.
我们留意到这三重的约就是神把他心里面所要成就在人中间的事情分散在这三批人的身上,
that through these three sides we see that God wants to reveal what he wants to accomplish in his people through these three sides or three groups of people, that David was to become a king,
利未的约是侍奉敬拜,
and the Levites, they're about worshipping and service to God.
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各是关乎神的国度,
and Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, this is about God's kingdom.
这就是神整个永远旨意的那个中心的内容,
and this is the central theme of God's eternal will.
我们感谢主了,
we thank God.
你看到,
you see,
神说我跟他们所立的这些约,
God said that the covenant I have established with these people, I will not forget.
以前已经提过, 那个, 耶哥尼亚的那个事情, 现在在这里, 也重, 你可以重复把它再看一看。
We have mentioned before the facts about Jeconiah, and then now we will review it again.
但是我们就不必细细去注意了。
But we do not need to go into detail.
你记得我们从前提过他的事情, 摆在这里, 也是, 值得我们去参考的,
that you, we should remember what happened before, and then we should apply that to here.
因为耶哥尼亚那个事情, 弟兄姊妹你记得, 他说他的后裔, 毕竟没有一个人可以再坐在大卫的宝座上嘛,
because according to Jeconiah, that God says that none of his descendants can sit in David's throne.
把大卫做王的那一个系统在当中打断了,
that the system of being king in David's throne was interrupted.
就是做王的那个后裔的系统打断了,
that it was interrupted, the reigning on the throne.
那怎么叫大卫的后裔再做王？
And how could he cause David's descendants to reign again?
我们那时候已经看过耶哥尼亚的子后裔。
Then before we have looked at Jeconiah's descendants.
现在就不再提他。
And now we will not mention
him. 以后又再提他。
And then we'll mention him in the future again.
但这里别提呢？
And here
是提到大卫的那个做宝座的约不会停止。
Here we mention that the throne, the descendant sitting in David's throne will not cease.
他说神所安排的那个白日黑夜的约就是这个自然的规律，如果不能给废掉，那大卫的约也无人能把它废掉。
That it says here, if you cannot destroy the covenant with the day and the night, between God and the day and the night, that you would not be able to destroy the covenant with David.
同样的，耶路撒冷给攻破。
So similarly, that Jerusalem was destroyed.
被掳到外邦去了。
Judah was destroyed and was brought into captivity, and the temple was no more.
利未人跟那个祭司们都给掳去了。
And the Levites and the priests were taken into captivity.
那还有什么可以凭借做侍奉神的敬拜神呢？
So who else can you count on to worship and to serve God?
你来到耶路撒冷没有圣殿。
When you come to Jerusalem, there was no temple.
就说你找到一个圣殿，没有祭司，没有立位的。
Even if the temple existed, there were no Levites and priests.
怎么侍奉神？
How could you serve God?
和神的那个关系怎么连接起来呢？
How can you have a relationship with God?
那感谢神。
But thank God.
他说。
He said.
我跟立位人所立的约，我也不会忘记。
That I would not forget the covenant with the Levites.
除非什么？
Unless,
除非天上的景象和地上的尘土能给人数点的过来。
Unless you can count the stars of the skies or the sand on the seashore.
那么他就会废去与利未人所立的约。
Then he would forsake the covenant with
the Levites. 如果没有人能做这个事情，
if nobody can do this,
也就是说这个约也永远不能。
That means this covenant will not be forsaken.
尽管在神在人的眼中看来，犹大没有希望。
Even though in man's eyes there's no hope for Judah.
以色列更没有希望。
And even more so for Israel.
所以他们这个结论说，这两个族都已经给耶和华所弃绝了。
So they've come to a conclusion that the Lord has rejected these two kingdoms.
以后不能再成为国了。
So they would no longer become kingdoms again.
因为都成了亡国奴了。
Because all those people were scattered.
但是弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
话说的非常非常的严肃的。
The words are very solemn here.
那是二十五节。
In verse 25,
耶和华如此说：若是我立白日黑夜的约不能存住，若是我未曾安排天地的定力，我就弃绝雅各的后裔和我仆人大卫的后裔。
This is what the Lord says: If I have not established my covenant with day and night and the fixed laws of heaven and earth, then I will reject the descendants of Jacob and David my servant.
不使大卫的后裔治理亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的后裔。
And will not choose one of his sons to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Francis, do you see?
神说出那一件事情。
That God has spoken these words.
他不能弃绝以色列。
That he will not forsake Israel.
他不会弃绝以色列。
That he will not forsake Israel.
他虽然把以色列带到这个尽头。
Even though he has brought Israel to an end.
但是神并不放弃以色列。
But he would not forsake him.
正像我们常常说，今天在地上的教会也是如此的不争气。
So just like we say often that the church on this earth is not very good.
连我们自己都不够满意。今天教会的光景。
Even for us, we're not satisfied with the condition of the church.
我们许多时候也感觉灰心了，说算了吧，算了。
A lot of times we will be discouraged and we want to give up.
但神说我没有放弃。
But God says He would not forsake it.
如果神不放弃，我们就根本没有条件想放弃。
So if God would not forsake it, we're not qualified to even to think about forsaking it. We thank God. And here we see
神把他对着他所拣选的百姓那一个心思毫无保留的完全摊开来了。
That God has expressed his thoughts among the people he has chosen without reservation.
一句简单的话来说
To put it simply,
神说我不能废弃他们。
That God said that he would not reject them.
我不放弃他们。
I will not forsake them.
但是不放弃。
So to not forsake.
但这批人就是这样。
But these people are like this.
上面一直说上来，我怎么带领你们？你们听是听过了，但是你们却不跟随。
That the Lord said to them, I have brought you all along all these times, but you would not listen to me.
你们的祖宗是这样。
Your forefathers are like this.
你们自己是这样。
You are like this.
结果到了一个地步
until a point,
我不得不暂时把你们放弃
I cannot but to forsake you for a while
在人的眼中看来
In man's eyes
神就把他们放弃了
That God has rejected them
还有指望吗
There would be no hope
还可以有机会吗
Would there be any chances
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
他说
He said
他不放弃
He will not forsake
他表面上好像是暂时把他们放在一边
Outwardly, seemingly, he is putting them aside for a while.
但是他不放弃。
But he would not forsake them.
但既然不放弃。
So he's not forsaking
them. 你怎么能把这样的人扭转过来呢？
But how can you turn these people back?
这个就是那种很关键的问题了。
And this is the key point here.
神是可以不放弃。
That God,
he
is able to not forsake.
但是人如果不回转的话。
But if man is not willing, not willing to repent, that they would force God to forsake them.
但是神说我不放弃。
But God said, I will not forsake.
既然神不放弃，神怎么做呢？
So even though that God said he would not forsake.
那就是当我们抓到这一点的时候。
So he said he would not forsake. So what should he do?
你已经抓到三十章到三十三章这四章经文里边的那个主题了。
So if you grab a hold of this point, then you would grab hold of the theme of chapter 33 and 34.
那我们说在这四章的里边。
And within these four chapters.
究竟神跟耶利米说了这许许多多的话。
That God has spoken all these words to Jeremiah.
又让他在兵荒马乱的时间的里面去买下他侄儿出卖的那一块田地。
And he caused him to buy the land during this time of warfare.
究竟是为了什么？
Why is that? What's the reason?
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
如果我们细细的去留意。
If we pay attention.
你能不能说？
Would you be able to say?
如果照着律法的要求和待遇。
According to the guidance and the leading, the requirement of the law,
是不是已经走到尽头了？
Is God's people going to an end?
还有路走吗？
Is there a way out?
没有。
There's no more way out.
因为摆在前面的。
Because what lay before them is captivity.
没有路了。
There's no more way out.
那为什么他们走到这样的一个地步呢？
But why is it they come to an end like
this? 因为他们没有办法照着神的律法来跟随。
Because they were not able to follow God's laws.
那也就是说
In other words,
从律法上面的要求来看，他们已经给带到尽头了。
According to the requirements of the laws, they are brought to an end.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们都知道。
We all know.
人的尽头就是神的开始。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
神就是要把他们带到这个尽头。
That God has to bring them.
神就让他们来到这样的一个点上。
God has to brought them to an end.
他们感觉没有希望了。
So that they are at the point.
没有路可走了。
That they are without hope.
没有前途了。
No more way out, no future.
一切都完结了。
Everything has ended.
是到了这样的一个地步。
So at this point,
神就跟他们说上头所提到的话。
Then God spoke of all these words that's mentioned before.
那从一方面来说，乃是说到大卫公义的苗裔的显出来。
On one hand, it talks about the righteous branch from David's line.
或者说到神做一个心事，要叫一个女子护卫一个男子。
That or the new thing that God has done that a woman encompasses a man.
那比如说这些话，当我们把它掌握的过来的时候，你明明的看见。
And then when you get a hold of this, you will see clearly God was there to proclaim salvation. And this salvation, the fact of salvation, has a relationship of what God has proclaimed through the prophets in history. And let us do some calculations. So in the past, when God mentioned something related to this topic, what has He talked about? In the earliest time, in the very earliest time that God says a woman's descendant will hurt the head of the snake. And then he mentioned, that was shortly before Moses was to pass away in the east side of the river that he said something. That was in Leviticus 8, chapter 18.
将来,
Deuteronomy, sorry.
你, 神要在你们中间兴起一位先知像我。
That God in the future will raise up a prophet like me.
若有人不听从那先知的话,
If anyone does not listen to the prophet,
那人就要在民中给剪除。
That this person will be cut off from the people.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个话是很有意思的。
My sister, this is very meaningful here.
摩西说，将来是要兴起一个，因为一个地，在你们弟兄当中要兴起一位先知像我。
That Moses said, among you in the future there will be a prophet risen up.
但是他的权力就比我大多了。
But he has more authority than I do.
我是把神的律法接过来传给你们。
But I received the laws from God and give them to you. You have to listen to the law. If you don't listen to the law, you will be punished accordingly. But in the future, when God raised up a prophet among the people, you have to listen to him. If you don't listen to him, you will be cut off from the people. Francis, did you take note of this?
摩西起初说像他就是把律法带到神百姓中间。
When Moses says he will be like me, he means that this person will bring the law among the people.
将来神要兴起一个他比律法更大。
But in the future, God will raise up another person will be higher than the law.
你就是听从了律法，不听从他。
Even if you listen to the law but not to him,
这人就在民中剪除。
You will be cut off from the people.
弟兄姊妹，到新约你就到了福音书，你就很清楚看到这个事实。
And you can see it very clearly in the books of the gospel.
你不必管当时的法利赛人、文士和祭司们他们的实际的光景是怎样。
You don't need to pay attention to what the conditions are of the Pharisees and the law, the teachers of the law. Some of them are very straight with the law. Then they hold on to Moses' laws very tightly. But they rejected the Son of God. So as a result, if you don't listen to this prophet, you'll be cut off from the people. So until the time of the books of the gospel, those words of in Deuteronomy, they were expressed very clearly. So in the future, God would raise up one that is higher than the law. And then we come to Isaiah. Appears earlier than Jeremiah.
以赛亚的话我们都熟了。
That now we are very familiar with the words of Jeremiah.
必有童女怀孕生子，你看，真是办法。必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他以马内利。
That a virgin will bear a child, and people will call him Emmanuel.
就说你看到，这是一连串在历史上神借着先知们来向人发表的。
Now, these are the words spoken by the prophets in history.
但是到了耶利米这个时候
But until the time of Jeremiah,、
哦、就把那个事情说的更明朗多了
And it's spoken very clearly.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹我们要注意的是什么一件事情呢
What should we take note of, brothers and sisters?
到了耶利米这一个时候
When it comes to Jeremiah's time,
虽然旧约的我们一般来说旧约的时代或者旧约的时那个时间还没有到尽头
Even though the time or the age of the Old Testament has not come to an end,
但是在启示上弟兄姊妹你注意在启示上
But according to Revelation,
神已经宣告旧约结束了
That God has proclaimed the Old Testament time has ended.
神在这个时候宣告他要把一个新的约带进来。
That God proclaimed at that time that He will bring forth a new covenant.
那这是在我们读三十一章的时候读过。
This is mentioned in chapter 31.
三十一章那里头三十一节。
Chapter 31, verse 31.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大的另立新约。”
The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. According to Revelation, that the new covenant was proclaimed. According to Revelation, the old covenant has come to an end. Even though there's a few hundred years left. But thank God, at this time,
神已经宣告新约。
That God has already declared a new covenant.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们今天活在新约里边的人来读神自己做工的记录的时候。
When we who live in the under the new covenant, when we read the record of God's,
我们很清楚地看见神按照他的那个安排的那个次序，一步一步地带到。这一个新约显现的时刻
We can see very clearly, step by step, God works accordingly to bring out the new covenant.
那这个新约启示出来的时刻是什么时刻呢
So when did God declare a new covenant?
是人知道自己在神面前没有路了
It's when man knew about how they do not have any way out before God.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗
Do you remember, brothers and sisters?
当在西乃山传律法的时候
When the laws were passed on Mount Sinai,
当时的以色列人口气多大
That the Israelites, they were very proud.
凡耶和华所吩咐我们的我们都必定遵守
That they said that they will follow whatever commandments that God passed on to them.
那个意思就是神啊你尽管说了你怎么说我们就怎么做
So what it meant was,God, whatever you say, we'll do.
你说多少，我们就跟随多少。
So however many laws you pass down, we'll follow.
你说吧，随便你说吧。
So God, you say to your content.
我们都接受。
We will receive.
这是不认识自己的人所说的话。
This is said by someone who do not know themselves.
那神把律法给了他们。
So God passed the laws.
经过那么差不多上千年。
So after 1,000 years.
现在他们看到一件事。
Now they see the fact.
他们没有路。
They do not have a way out.
在律法的里边，他们走到尽头。
Inside the law, they have come to an end.
既然走到尽头，那就没有路了。
So they have come to an end.
感谢神，感谢神。
We thank God.
在旧约没有给人看见路的时候。
So in the Old Testament, or under the old covenant, when there's no more way out for people.
说出了他要。另立新约。
God then declared that He will establish a new covenant.
这一个新约。
This new covenant.
不再像律法那样从外边去要求人。
It does not required or have some outward requirements like the Old Testament.
这不是说神把他的要求降低。
It doesn't mean that God has lowered His standard or requirements.
相反的，神还把他的要求提高。
In opposite, He actually raised up His requirements.
提高到神自己就是那一个标准。
He raised it to a point that he would become, God himself would become the standard. So when you read the Gospel of Matthew, you will be clear. So you should be perfect just like your Heavenly Father is perfect. That God has become the standard. It's much higher than the requirement of the law. So you say that even with the requirements of the law, people are not able to fulfill. How can they meet the standard of God? We thank God. When we read about what is the new covenant, and in chapter 31, it mentions, you also read it in the book of Hebrew not long ago. That God said when he established his new covenant, he would put the laws in man's heart. So he no longer require people from outside, but it's from within. So when he comes, when he asks people from within, how can this be accomplished? We thank the Lord. Even though it only talks about in abstract in Jeremiah, at that time, people would no longer need anybody else to teach them. Say that you need to know God. That's no longer necessary. At that time, that people will know from their heart. It was very abstract for Jeremiah at that time. How can they know from the heart? We thank the Lord. That God lets Jeremiah see that God has worked through from without to within. And how can God work within man's heart? We can see this in salvation. Through being born again, that Christ has become our life. That we have Christ's life inside us to become the guidance. And to guide us into live out God's nature. And this is what mentioned in chapter 33 that Jehovah, the Lord, has become our righteousness. So when we put these chapters together, we see a very important element in time. What's the time? The end of man. At that time, what would happen? That God will begin. We indeed need to worship and bow down before our Lord. For those who live under the new covenant, seldomly we pay attention to how God worked in the past. But if we pay attention to how God's working from the past to now, then we'll understand how God would not forsake people. We say that God does not forsake people, but how do we know how or why? But we'll see the guidance of God starting from the Garden of Eden. That he wants to destroy the man who wants to become king himself. That he wants to destroy the nature of people who wants to become king. And God will manifest himself. That he wants to manifest that he wants to become our life. He wants to reveal his work among us. That he becomes king in us.
叫我们活在我们是神的义，神又是我们的义，这样的一个荣耀的事实。
That we lived in the fact that we are God's righteousness and He is our righteousness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当他说到这一切的时候
，When He speak of all these things,
他就说
，He say
白日黑夜的约不能废去。
That the covenant between him and the day and night will not forsake, will not be forsaken.
跟利未人，跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约也不过去。
That the covenant he has with David, the Levites, the priests, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will not be forsaken either.
这几个月都成全在神的儿子的身上。
All these covenants were established on the Son of God.
并且也显明。在我们这些人的身上
and they are manifested on us
我们感谢赞美我们的
we thank and praise our Lord
他实在是奇妙的主
indeed he is a wonderful God
所以刚才弟兄提到以赛亚书那里说有一指赐给我们
so when earlier when we mentioned in the book of Isaiah there's a son given to us
他的名称为奇妙
his name was wonderful
车是
counselor
全能的神
Almighty God
和平的君
Prince of Peace
政权要担在他的肩膀上
And then he will take up the authority of responsibility
我们实在感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
他把神的那个旨意成全了也坐在我们的身上
He has accomplished God's will and he has accomplished this on us
耶利米书到了这里读到这里的时候
so after we read Jeremiah, the book of
Jeremiah, 神给人的启示的部分就差不多是可以说是结束了
so, the revelation of God has come to an end
以后就是耶利米在以色列在犹大被掳前的和被掳后的一些的遭遇
what comes after is what Jeremiah encountered before and after the captivity
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
他叫我们从耶利米的身上看见他永远的作为。
He let us see his eternal will on Jeremiah.
我们盼望主也帮助我们从耶利米书里头去领会神的永远的旨意。
We ask that we will see God's eternal will in the book of Jeremiah.
不是只是说，哎呀，耶利米书我们读过了，他就有一个很厉害的先知。
So not only that we know Jeremiah as a very great prophet in the Old Testament.
厉害在什么地方呢
？The reason that he's great.
求主给我们看得见。
We ask God to let us see.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我们今天晚上。就看到这里。
And we'll stop here this evening.